Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all the crap we love to talk about on ye old bruvs. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hello, you handsome man. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Everybody, welcome to the show today. If you want these on video as normal, go over to Crappens On Demand on Patreon. That's also where you get our bonus episodes. And thanks for coming to Amazon Live this week. This coming Monday, we will be doing Crappy Hour at 5:30 Pacific time. It's on YouTube Live, Patreon, and Instagram. It's all free everywhere you go. Okay. Wow. Come on. You ask us questions. We talk about Bravo news. It's a good time. So join us for that. But today, it's the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, the big Below Deck Down Under episode.
Yes. It's the big Below Deck Down Under crossover, timed specifically during a different Below Deck season. And even though it's Below Deck Down Under, they're in the Caribbean. So lots of things are spooky and strange this Halloween week.
It's going crazy. And also, they are really veganing it up over on Bravo this week, because we had Below Deck, and then we're going to have a wife swap later that's vegan. So it's vegan week on Vegan Bravo week as well. So I hope that no one's eating meat or meat products.
That's okay. Right. And it looks like next week on Salt Lake City, the Salt Lake City Down Under crossover, it looks like they're having some sort of like Halloween party, which is also wonderfully timed to come out after Halloween. So I got to say, they really coordinated this one well.
Poor guys over there, because you know they worked hard to get that on Halloween, you know? And
yeah,
then they just timed it wrong. Like, come on, man.
Something went wrong. They just were like, you know what? We're going to delay the season a week. And that poor coordinator that had to make all these calls to make sure the schedule was right and everything was perfect, all their work just went out the window. So whoever that person is on the production team, we see you and we know you did a good job.
Yeah, this is not your fault. Okay. This is not your fault. Stop hurting yourself. So we open with a very down under shot, which is the water. You know, they love some underwater shots on there. And like, look how scary it is. Look how scary. We even see a shark swimming by. This show's so unserious. I love it.
I know. It's so ridiculous. Also, this is a very exciting episode because there are a lot of people who watch Housewives who do not watch Below Deck whatsoever. So this is, for them, I think, actually their first taste at what a Below Deck episode might be like. So welcome to the other half of Bravo.
And it actually looks like a spoof of Below Deck, which I really liked. Like, there's a deckhand, or no, a stew, a male stew this time, which I think it's not our first time, but it's been a long time since we've had a male stew. And, well, I guess not that long, Fraser, but you know what I mean. And he has some hair on him. He's got some hair on him that raises some questions. He's got a back comb over, like he's trying to hide his back bald spot. So he's combing it over from the back to the front in sort of a bouffant. And, then he's got like really super tweezed eyebrows. I cannot wait to find out more about this person.
Yeah, I'd love to know what the story is behind that hair and how, like, that feels like somehow a luxury experience for guests to see that hair. Like, this is supposed to be a 5-star luxury experience. Then you see that hair and you're like, is it? Or am I just at the Jersey Shore?
Yeah. And then the big surprise of that season is ruined because we find out who the crew is, and we've got Daisy. And we've got Ben back from the ether. It's Ben coming back to the boat.
Ben is back.
Ben
and then
is
there's
back.
Joao, who came in fresh from Zimbabwe, back in Zim. I was spending my time enjoying some relaxation, but I'm now back on Below Deck Down Under.
Just here to make sure women don't get ahead.
Just here to say the C word a few times and then moving along. And then we also have Alicia, who was the sous chef last season. Alicia is like the Daisy of Downton Abbey. she sort of putters around. She doesn't really know what she's doing, but it's nice that they put her back in there. I'm sure Ben's going to love her.
And I love her. And I knew I recognized her, but I didn't know from where. And it's because she's not a sous chef this time. This time she is a stew. And so I didn't recognize her. She is?
She's a sous chef. Yeah, she's still a sous chef.
Oh, I thought she was a stew now because she's in a regular uniform and everything.
At first, I thought it was actually Margot from Down Under like two seasons ago, but it wasn't. It was just Alicia. Alicia had a torrid romance with a passionate and fiery and actually violent Greek man last season. And then...
well, he was violent towards cabinets, that's for sure. Those cabinets took a beating.
Yeah, there was a dent down there. So there's a lot of returning faces on this charter that, you know, was very exciting to see. But actually, for as much as this was a Real Housewives Below Deck crossover, it was by and large a Real Housewives episode. I think the only difference is that unlike other vacation episodes they go on, this time some of the staff was mic'd up and you heard some fleeting comments, but it really wasn't very much like a Below Deck episode, right?
Yeah, it was, and we'll see the other side when we watch Below Deck. Isn't that the fun of it?
I hope so.
So we open with a shot of the sea, and it looks really scary. They're making it like a scary movie, and then we just hear an echoes Mary saying, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And Daisy paging Dr. Jason. Come to Jason. Get up here, Dr. Jason. Jason, come to the main saloon, Dr. Captain Jason. And then we hear echoes of Lisa crying. Good night, baby. You are loved. Good night, baby. You are loved. A robotic voice, Jared. You are loved. On repeat, before the voice distorts, you are loved. You are loved, baby. You are loved. Mommy, why don't you ever call me? And then we see a stuffed unicorn floating by in the water. Someone's going to die tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's like the White Lotus. It's just the white low point. I don't know. So now everyone's arriving at the airport in Utah. So we're gonna flashback a few days, and they're all arriving in Salt Lake City. And Mary's struggling with her bags. And Whitney, I just got a text from Bronwyn. It says, "Hi, sorry for the late notice. I'm not gonna make my flight. Have a safe trip. I'm coming, Stell. Just gonna meet you guys in can I start over? It's Canawan, Whitney. Canoe to get the boat. We're taking a canoe on vacation? I'm confused.
I'm not surprised that Bronwyn is coming late. I'd be surprised if she comes at all, because what I've seen in the headlines is serious. She's damned if she does, and she's damned if she doesn't, because if she does, then we're all going to talk about it. And if she doesn't, we're all going to talk about it. Hold for shrug.
If he's damn if you do and damn if he don't. Is there a damn? Are we in a reservoir? Is the yacht in a reservoir? I'm confused.
So Mary comes. They're all cheering, and then Lisa and Meredith make it last second, and it's time to go on the plane. Brittany, who has learned nothing, is recording herself and Heather on her phone. And then they land, and Heather's like, "It took us 15 hours to get here, but we finally arrived in Canawan because we're women, women who believe in each other, women who believe in soaring over clouds through all obstacles."
And then everyone's getting into a van, and Lisa's like, "Isn't this where all the billionaires come? Like Ben, like my good friend Ben and Blake? Where are they? Hi, Ben. Hi, Blake."
"Lisa, that's a pineapple tree."
"Oh, no, I'm pretty sure that's Ben Affleck. Yeah, we're friends."
You guys, look at what we're about to get on right now. And we see the yacht, and Brittany's like, "Oh, my God, I hope there's men on that ship. Does anybody think there's going to be single men on that ship? Hold on, I brought a picture of my daughter to put under the seat and ignore while we're here."
"If you want to drive off with it, that's fine. So then they get to the yacht, and there's Captain Jason. He's like, hi, Heather. Hi, Whitney. And they give a big hug. And Heather says, I met Captain Jason when I was on a trip in Australia with Whitney having a sisterhood. And we hung out for a week, and I told him every single story about how Mormonism traumatized me. And by the end of it, he said, okay, you can leave now. And I said, I won't leave because we're sisters and we are ride or die till the end, Captain Jason. And now comes the part where we ride on your yacht.
So then we see a month earlier, Heather and Jason on the phone. She's like, I would love to take the girls on your yacht. We're women who love experiences and sisterhood. You can be our captain. He's like, well, that's normally how it works on my boat. So you trying to trap me at sea, you little minx?
I am. I'm going to trap you at sea. Maritime law when it applies. You know how it goes.
Well, that would be amazing. We really have to bring our A game for you girls. So what that means is tonight, that when you come onto our yacht, when I crash this yacht, it'll be into a fabulous location.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Captain Jason. I'd love a luxury crash.
So the producer asks her what she would bring if she was stuck on an island with Captain Jason. And she's like,
a bikini and condoms.
I'm just kidding. Of course, it'd be a copy of all three of my best-selling books. I'm an author.
And by condoms, I mean lots of pages of my novels to wrap around his penis.
I would bring a picture of my daughters to remind me that they're out of my fucking house already. Oh, God, sisterhood.
So Lisa's like, hi there. I'm probably going to be your lowest maintenance guest.
Everyone's got to be on their best behavior, girls.
And so Angie's saying hello to every single one. She's like giving their own little like picnic baskets full of like a Greek spread that she's made. Here's your tzatziki. Here are your dolmas. Here is your spanakopita. It is great to meet you all. I am the best. I am Angie. And so they're like, okay, come on. Hurry up, Angie. Come on. We want to get on the boat.
Let's just say you will never work so hard for your money in your life. Lady, thank you. We're going to get well acquainted. All right. This is Daisy. We're going to cruise around for an hour, get some spots, and hopefully we'll get you wet. Then we'll get you in the water. And they're like, oh my God.
He's going to get us wet. Ooh.
And Joao's like, other way around, Captain.
Back in Zim, that's a popular expression. So then Lisa says, any chance I get onto a yacht? I'm like, yes, pick me, I'm in. But this will be like so nice for Angie. She's normally in like an RV. But Angie's like, I have never been on a yacht in my life. The closest I got was when I went to Greece and got into a life-size replica of Jason and the Argonauts. But I see Lisa and my good energy goes boom, 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 boom. And I'm planning on keeping my distance, okay, so I could stand next to her and make my ankles look smaller. Ha, 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 ha. Greek shade.
So now they go to the bar and they're getting cocktails and stuff. And Daisy's like, we've got champagne and we've got a little margarita shot as well.
After this, I'm only going to do my tequila, though, okay? So, you know what? We need to make sure that you have my tequila. You've heard of it, right, Vita?
No, I haven't heard of that.
It's mine. You've heard of it, right? Vita, everybody drinks it. Yeah, the first lady of Rome. Everybody loves it. Blake Lively, Blake Shelton, Blake Masters.
Tim Blake Nelson. Daisy gives her this look like, are you kidding me? Listen, I take a taste of every single bottle of alcohol that comes onto this boat. And I can tell you right now, we've never even heard of Vita Tequila, lady. Daisy just has this. She just is giving her this look like, you're trying it. We do not have Vita Tequila on this yacht.
Yeah, Joao is mad because there's so many bags, of course. And now Mike, now is the hair. Mike the hair comes up.
The helmet.
And he brings some drinks and he's made a margarita shot. And she's like, a margarita shot? Margarita shot. That's margarita shot. It's a shot. A shot? Yeah, a shot. A shot? I love your accent. I love it. You have such a cute accent. This guy is clearly tweezed to the border. Like, he's just looking at her like, uh-huh. Okay. Are you really this unable to pick up on social cues, you know, social sexual cues, ma'am? Please back away. You're
barking up the wrong hairy tree. So she
says, I'm in a smorgasbord.
You're barking up the wrong game,
ma'am.
I'm in a smorgasbord of heaven right now, a big old-fashioned smorgasbord. There are men everywhere, and not only just men, but like hot ones with big muscles who love Lady Gaga. It's amazing. We love the same music. All is right with the world.
I've always wanted a man I can share an eyebrow pencil with.
So are there only six of you? Is there another person coming? Because we're told there's supposed to be another person coming. Oh, yes. There's another one coming. Our sister, our long lost sister, because we are women and we leave no one behind. Whether we're in the pioneer days or in the Kanawan days, we are all here together. But yes, we can leave port without her.
Well, there's six women and one hot dog coming, but she'll be here late. But if she arrives and we've taken off, how will she get to us?
Everyone knows that when a boat leaves port, no one can ever reach it again.
I'll organize it. Don't worry about it. She'll swim. Hey, Brittany, that's not a way to talk about your sister. You don't have to worry. We organize transport to the boat. It'll be fine.
So now they get the yacht tour, and Whitney and Heather are going to take the master. Of course, Meredith gets the room.
Running gag. And then Mary and Angie get a room together. And then Heather winds up sticking Bronwyn and Brittany together, which is, I mean, look, you snooze, you lose, and you really do lose, I guess. But wow, that's a pairing that I can't imagine is going to be fun for either of them.
Neither one of them really wins with this pairing. I mean, no. I wouldn't want a room with either one of these people. You've got Brittany over there talking about men the whole time, and then you've got Bronwyn on the other side trying to blow up her clothes, like inflate them.
Do you think this trip was how they're supposed to start the season? Because remember, the whole like camping trip that they started was the invitation said, like, put your bikinis on for sun and da 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 da. Was the plan originally to do like to start off with below deck, and then it like the timing didn't work out. So then they're like, okay, let's go camping instead.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
That could be an interesting
theory. But that
wouldn't
be cool to trick them onto a below deck yacht because they wouldn't know to pack three suitcases or whatever.
That's true, too. And I just said that would be an interesting theory, and I take that back. It's actually not an interesting theory at all.
It is. It's fascinating.
Literally a pretty dull theory. Do you think that this trip was supposed to be earlier?
It's a theory, and I love a theory. So Brittany's like, I have to share with Bronwyn? No.
You have grit. You can do this. Listen, you're walking around with teeth the size of a child's head. You can take this, I'm sure. You can stand pain. How can you even eat with those things? You're a trooper. It'll be fine. She might not even show.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we go to the galley where Chef Ben is there with sous chef, Alicia. And she's, I never remember if her name is Alicia or Alicia or Lisa.
Alicia. I think it's Alicia.
Okay. Alicia. Alicia.
So she said,
Alicia. So they said this will be the hardest money you've ever worked for, Ben.
He's like, oh, yes. I hope that that's reflected in the tip, to be honest. Otherwise, I'm stealing all their jewelry, and then I will cry about my greatest torment in life, going to boarding school.
Good luck stealing all that jewelry. That's all fake or borrowed. Never steal a housewife's jewelry, okay? You're never getting anywhere with that. Steal the Amex.
But I think they want you to steal the jewelry. That, like, literally get true. That insurance money. I mean, hello. Someone in the Palm Springs airport still, like, hit the payday. Monica. Yeah.
Wendy's filing an insurance claim on this trip, and she's not even on it.
So now the girls are up on the at the top deck. They're saying bon voyage to really no one at all. And Heather's like, you guys, listen to me for 1 second. Whitney and I actually were friends with Captain Jason. I just want to mention that again. I just really like flexing that I know one of the captains from a below deck. And I just want us to all be on our best behavior. And so then Lisa goes, but where is he? Where's Captain Jason? Where is he?
He's driving the boat.
When Whitney has to come in with the logic, that's a bad sign, Lisa.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't even know that we're totally crazy. Brittany's like, I'm a sucker for the leader of a ship.
Maybe revive that phrase.
So you're into Captain Jason Brittany? I mean, if he's into me, I'm into him. That's just how I roll. I just want a man to love me.
I admire Brittany's fervor to the opposite sex. Listen, I'm not the type to overtly flirt. He needs to flirt with me first. All I really like to do is follow men around and ask them important questions like, how did your arms get so big? Will you marry me? No. Do you want children? I've always wanted daughters.
Brittany saying that she's not the type to overtly flirt is hilarious as we watch her overtly flirt for the rest of the episode with Captain
Jason. With literally everything that moves. Yeah.
So she's like, well, I'm all for Brittany having her Jack and Rose Titanic moment, but I want her to feel like the king of the world without the boat sinking.
Chose the wrong captain for that. So let's cut to the footage once again of him crashing his yacht into a restaurant in New Zealand.
Yeah. Can we please show the destroyed dockside Chili's? That would be great.
For people who don't watch Below Deck, Captain Jason did crash his yacht into a dock and it was on the news.
Wait, what about Jared? Oh, we're on a 30-day break. Oh, okay. So free game then. Any of these guys, take any of them. She's like, yeah, but I'd like to hang out with Captain Jason the most. So
that was yeah,
I was going to say that after my reading with Terrence, I decided to do the 30-day break. But then, you know, Jared showed up to help me the other day to pack. And I guess 30 days starting now again. What daughter?
Now, if you're saying you want to go for Captain Jason, oh, God, but we don't want to hear one word about Jared, and I mean it.
Yeah, if you say Jared's name on this trip, we're going to splash you with water.
Oh, yeah? Jared.
Meredith just picks up a pitcher and dumps it on Brittany.
The entire pitcher of water.
She's like, I like this idea. Wow, this is the first time I've ever agreed with Whitney.
Daisy comes out from the salon area and she's like, oh my God, what is going on here? So Meredith has been waiting 2 years to be able to dump that pitcher on Brittany.
Yeah.
Well, we told you we're going to hold you accountable, Brittany. And we did with a pitcher of water.
So Daisy is whispering to Heather that Bronwyn is on her way. Dun, dun, dun. And we see a tender coming.
And Heather's like, let's go and greet our sister. I want her to feel welcome. We'll find out the details later. Okay.
So they go scream Bronwyn and wave. And they're just ready to roast her, you know?
Yeah. But I like that Heather saying that about like, we'll find out the details later. That was her way of saying, guys, let's not shoot our wad yet. Let's have a cliffhanger at dinner tonight. Let's for right now. We're going to just do some fun and games. So Bronwyn
I don't want us to bring up Bronwyn's issues until we've all agreed to blame them on Lisa later. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually what it is.
So Bronwyn is so ham-handed. I'm surprised the audience falls for this. The audience falls for this hook, line, and sinker every single time. And you see Heather, you see the little TikToks going behind her eyes, like tick, 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 trying to come up with something. And everybody falls for it. It's like, oh my God, it must be Lisa. When you see Heather planning this shit the whole time, it cracks me up. We're a gullible people as an audience.
We really are. But it's fun to be gullible. Sometimes it's fun just to go along with the story.
Shit, I'll still believe in Santa. You know? I'll still go sit on Santa's lap in a mall. Why not?
Yeah. I believe in Elsie and Heidi and Audrina. So, like, I'm fine with some professional wrestling, but in, you know, lady form with gossip.
So oh, also, just a note to cops. It would be nice if you guys would stop trying to arrest me. Okay? He's sitting there to have his lap sat on. So, you have to be a fucking child to sit on Santa's lap? Fuck out of here. Who's the perp? He's the one asking people to sit on his lap. Just leave me alone. I'd like one holiday season to pass without a ticket.
So Bronwyn arrives and she's dressed like Benny the Cab from Roger Rabbit. And she's like, I don't know what I'm walking into, but I am going to dress like an old timey taxi cab for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that these women have seen these allegations and I'm sure they've discussed it. And of course, I have Todd's words reverberating in my head.
I don't want so much salt on this. I can have a blood pressure attack right here in the ferals.
Okay. No, I think it was some other words that were in. I remember Todd's other words.
Get off my lawn.
No, those words too. But like, I think there was another set of words that were reverberating.
Metamucil tastes just like chocolate milk if you put chocolate milk in it.
Oh no, and here comes some muzzy words. Oh no, muzzy words.
I wish I'd never had you.
Oh no, back to Todd words.
My knees hurt when it's raining outside.
Oh my God, Muzzy and Todd together. Oh no.
Think about your father.
Think about your father.
He has a position in church.
Oh. Lisa, your best friend is here. Oh my gosh, she always wears a costume. Well, oh yeah, I've seen this look before. Yeah, I've seen it on Instagram, whatever. Used look incoming.
And then we see that really? She has in fact used this look before. We see multiple Instagram posts with her wearing an inflatable on her head.
I am going to allow this because I think the fashion faux pas is like when you recycle a dress on the red carpet. I think inflatable, you're going to try to get as much use out of it. Like, I think you're allowed to get like 4 or 5 uses out of it. Like, it's okay. I'm going to allow the Benny the Cab costume.
Okay. So Lisa is talking to Angie. What'd you say?
Sound like Michelle Lally approved. Oh, this is Michelle Lally and I approve this message.
It will be okay. I will accept your outfit.
Okay. So Lisa's talking to Angie and Lisa's like, for me, I just feel like she's got like a lot going on her plate right now, especially after trying to retaliate against me. So yeah, I'm going to just like, I'm totally in a good place with her right now. But like, if you want to like pick up this bone that I'm putting down and talk about how she has all these headlines against her, like you should do that. It'll be totally cool. You know,
what do you know? Why are you saying that? Why are you saying that? Brittany's like, I know stuff. You know stuff. We all know stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we all saw it. And of course, by it, I'm talking about this costume she's wearing. Like her fifth time already. Like, give it up, girl.
How is that even going to save you from drowning if it's like holding only the top of your head above the water? Stupid. 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 You know what? Bronwyn and I are fine. And I don't like to throw around the word karma. But like, I think it's grossly overused. I'm so sick of hearing the word karma. Like, it's like totally ridiculous. Like, can we get a new word? But you know, why did you come for me so hard when you've got such icky skeletons in your closet?
So Bronwyn gets
only
on board.
Lisa thinks the word karma is grossly overused because everyone's always telling you you're getting karma. She's like, why is everybody always using that word? It's only with you. It's only with you that they're using that word.
She's just like, she's just very, very, she's had too much exposure to Boy George. So much of that song. So Lisa is like, oh my God, Bronwyn, you come with your own life raft. Rah, yay. Huh, that was funny, right? And when he's like, is this fashion or costume? Lisa's like, it's a mix.
Is it fashion? Caution? What? How do you mix fashion? I'm confused.
Okay, it's like mixing two words together. Like you're a dunt. Okay? Does that make any sense?
No.
And Bronwyn's like, sorry, guys. I didn't want to make a whole entrance. I'm so sorry. That's why I asked them to drop me by rope from a helicopter onto this boat wearing an inflatable dress. I hope I didn't make too much of a splash.
I know, right? So Brittany, Heather's like, let's get into our bikinis for lunch. And Brittany is saying, oh my God, Bronwyn, we're literally sleeping in the same bed together. She's like, we're sleeping in the same bed together? I mean, I'm used to, you know, sharing a bed with unpleasant things like Todd, but like, wow, this is a lot. Okay. This is a lot. Bitch, my name is Bronwyn, not Jared. So we're not sleeping in the same bed together. Sorry, that was not my best work. I'm just a little disoriented. I still have Todd going through my head, not Christian Siriano, which would have helped more in that moment.
But if we do sleep together, can we get a nice big hefty bag full of some kind of cold animal flesh that we can glue a little hair to? I'm just not going to be able to sleep otherwise.
Can we arrange for a bowl of Werther's Originals to be on our bedside? He sometimes just likes to hear the sound of the wrappers, you know?
Just don't call me Jared. Wait, I heard Jared's name, but I didn't say it.
Meredith just comes by with another pitcher of water and dumps it on Brittany's head.
She's just basically like that janitor on TV's Bloopers and Practical Jokes coming in, like with that sweeping, you know, except she has a pitcher instead. So now Daisy and Ben are discussing lunch about what they're going to make. And Whitney and Heather are looking for a nipple cover. So Daisy's like, all cruel. Please keep an eye out for a missing nipple cover. In Zim, we call that. In Zim, we call that a... I don't really know what we call that in Zim, actually. I don't know why I started to radio the crew about that. I'll get back to work.
Angie starts to get seasick. She's like, uh-oh. My, I'm starting to feel like chickpeas turning into hummus. Something is happening in my stomach. And then Bronwyn and Brittany goes to their room, and Brittany's like, oh, look at this stuffed animal I got. It's a unicorn. And look, I can pull a string, and look what it says.
Good night, baby. You are loved. I'll tell Donnie and Marie hi for you, as I am their cousin. Mwah.
They didn't play the last part of the recording that said, you are loved, Stephanie.
Well, I don't know who Stephanie is, but I think that's his new nickname for me.
Then we cut to a stew unpacking a cucumber from one of Heather or Whitney's bags. And she's like, oh my God, could you look at this? It's a cucumber. What is this? What is this? Is this a cucumber? What is that? What is that? Yeah.
What's the cucumber for?
So then Lisa and Meredith's room. Meredith is saying, yeah, what do you think? Like Bronwyn showed up fully inflatable as well.
I mean, it's on brand. It's on brand, right? It's on brand. I wouldn't expect anything less. I wouldn't expect anything non-inflatable. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I didn't say a word, and we didn't even ask, because Heather said not to. So, of course, we did not. Do you think she'll bring it up on her own, though?
Yeah, maybe an iteration. Maybe an iteration of the truth. Maybe like an inflatable iteration.
Yes, well, I'm just like an honest answer, because that would be nice for once.
I mean, we'll hope for honest, but you know what? We're probably going to get an iteration. It's probably going to be an iteration.
Well, maybe if I DJ for her, maybe the music will soothe her into telling us the truth.
So now we go back to Brittany and Bronwyn. And Brittany's like, so where have you been? Why did you not come with us?
I'm okay. Well, the reason why is I almost didn't even come at all.
Why?
Which is something I often say at night with Todd. Look, I'm just like not ready to say yet, but somebody in this group is definitely... planting stories about me in the press. So,
I heard those stories, but you think that someone from this group would plant stories?
Of course it is. I'm just saying.
So the whole Grand Theft thing isn't true. It's not true.
No,
it's not.
No, Grand Theft. No, it's not true. No, I bought a grand piano, but I did not have Grand Theft.
So you didn't do whatever someone is saying. Are you sure you didn't do it?
Nope. And it's changed 18 times. First it was that I stole a car. Mm-hmm. And then it was that of all kinds of other things. And I'm not going to repeat them because it's disgusting and it's manipulative. Mm-hmm. And it's trying to dig into my past and find something to discredit me. And I'm not embarrassed about my past. Mm-hmm. I've made a lot of mistakes, Brittany. I once had my eyebrows like my mom's. Huge mistakes. Okay. But I'm not embarrassed about my past. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think honestly, Bronwyn, we're all wondering if it's true. Because it's like, I mean, you can look it up. Like it's public record, Bronwyn. So. Well,
okay, actually, it's not public record. Mm-hmm. And there's like some very specific shadiness going on. And it bothers me to know that you guys have been talking about it behind my back. Yeah. Because like not one person called me and asked if it was okay. No one except for Mary. But she thought she thought she was calling Sephora. Mm-hmm. So like, I really don't count that.
Yeah. You know, she thought she was calling Sephora and she asked me for 10% of my income, which is super bizarre. And then she started yelling at me for not getting her a Birkin for her birthday and told me that Jesus doesn't like poor people. It's very confusing. It's very, very, very confusing.
It's like that preacher who just got shamed. Did you see that? There was this mother and her son like walk up and give a donation to this preacher. And she was like, here's $1,200. And he literally shames them. He goes, $1,200? Come on, like you couldn't do 2,000 in front of the entire congregation and her son. So then he got shamed in front of everyone. It was funny. It was a hilarious story. Going.
People just keep on going. Just keep on packing yourselves in there. Yep. Great job, buddy. So she goes on and on about how none of this is true. These are mistakes she made in the past. You know, we're talking 20 years ago. Oh, so she was evicted from an apartment, whatever. She was having a baby and that's just a long time ago and untrue. And you know, there's a case they're trying to say it's current, but that's 10 plus years ago. And the only thing they can find because it's been sealed is some penal code. And that penal code lists lots of things. It doesn't mean she's guilty of all of them. I mean, it lists identity theft, grand
grand theft, fraud, loving crackers. You know, all those things are listed under that penal code, and she's only guilty of probably one of them, maybe. Maybe possibly.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's embarrassing. It's incredibly difficult because of the stress it puts on my family, mostly Todd, who probably got that sealed in the first place. Let's be honest. I mean, it's just stressful. How dare you even bring it up? And how dare you talk behind my back about it? Like, girl, you started the season coming in on Lisa's stuff. You did that yourself, mm-hmm. not talking to Lisa to her face, coming in with all of this crazy stuff. You have no leg to stand on. I do think this stuff is interesting because I did try to search for what the hell is going on. I found a lot of threads about what people think could be going on. Like they're trying to read between the lines of what they can find, but there is no way to find out what was going on. And it sucks. It's a mystery I don't like. Because normally with this stuff, you can figure it out. You know, you spend enough time on Reddit and you can figure it out. But I couldn't figure anything out. All I found was that I thought was interesting was Bronwyn had a post up a while back that's like, okay, I made some very serious mistakes when I was working for this place that I regret, and I'm a different person now, but those are very regretful mistakes, and I will own up to them by not talking about them at all and refusing to talk about them, but I totally own up to them, and they are mistakes that are in the past, and I'm a person who's not blah, 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 and I believe in forgiving myself. And, you know, Bronwyn, her Instagram posts are like a page of text, so it's hard. Yeah. You have to like enlarge it to read it. So that was it, but it sounded like it had something to do with probably stealing from work or, you know, signing. I don't know. God knows what was going on, but it sounded like she had something to do with her job. But other than that, Ben, I cannot tell. I cannot tell.
Well, I just want to say that you got a lot of support last week because talking about you were talking about sealed records, etc. And just want to say that in our lovely Discord community, Tori from Torytown, she said, Ronnie is correct. A sealed record is not the same as a gag order. And I wish I could do a little pop-in bubble for the legal clarifications because Tori from Torytown is a lawyer. So I just want you to know the lawyers have your back on that one. I just want to go back to one thing. I think that Bronwyn is a little ridiculous for also being shocked that people are talking about her behind her back, given the way the season began. I do want to note, just because I feel like it's important to note, that there is a little bit of a different context. One is like Lisa is actively going through, like has lawsuits that are in the newspaper, and it's like, whoa, what's going on with Lisa versus, and she also was not on good terms with Lisa. So she wouldn't call Lisa to say what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then the other version and with Bronwyn, she's on good terms with some of the ladies. And on top of that, this is kind of like stuff that's been dug up as opposed to active current events. So it's like a slightly different context, but I think still the larger idea of like, what they talked about me behind my back is a bit ridiculous. And she should know, and she should really be, and not only should she know, she should be ready to just be like, this is what happened. At this point it's out there. And so like, just say it and get it over with.
Well, I have to say, you know, I think Bronwyn is completely full of shit. And I've always thought Bronwyn is completely full of shit. I think she lies and she gets caught in her lies all the time on this show. But that said, I do like Bronwyn. I think she's really good on the show. And I'm extremely impressed with how she's handling this because it's frustrating as a viewer because you're like, well, what happened then? You fucking liar. Tell me the truth. But she doesn't have to, and she's not going to, and she has a great deal of help here in spinning this on Lisa with Heather and Whitney. She's got bad weather on her side, but she is handling this very well. I mean, the fact that no one's even coming after her, I mean, she's a hero online. People are like, oh my God, Bronwyn, yes, queen, not having to speak, which is crazy for a Housewives audience because the Housewives audience, man, they want to know. You know, and they're like, you're going to jail. And look at the reaction to all the people who have been arrested on Bravo, which is quite a few now. It's pretty hardcore. So the fact that she's coming out of this kind of a hero is, I mean, I have to tip my hat to you, madame. I have to tip my inflatable hat to you.
I'm about to say your yellow inflatable hat. Yeah. The one who's helped her the most has been Lisa, because Lisa just does not. Lisa has no chill. And even if Lisa is completely innocent in the accusations that come out later this episode, she just always fails with every single argument. I mean, that's the way it's been for every single season. Yeah. She just has no ability to be chill. And she tries so hard. She usually starts off an argument doing that like little squint thing, which is, what? I never said that. Why would you say that? Why? Okay, if you're going to say these things, you have to really believe it because I don't want to hear it anymore. Like, she cannot. She just can't do the stoic thing and let the other person lose their shit. Like, she just falls into every single trap. It's like she sees the carrot in the middle of the forest. She goes, oh, look, it's a carrot for me to snack on. And then she's in a net, you know, every single time.
Yep. So when I said this to Todd, you know, when I told Todd that I was coming here, he said, I don't think you should fly halfway across the world to be with people who do this to you. And where is my fiber? Do you want me to poop out pellets for the rest of my life? And I said, look, you know, Todd, sorry, we'll talk to Muzzy, but it's very upsetting for Todd. You know, he doesn't deal with nastiness and lies. He's a very upstanding business person. He's very serious. He works with very serious people who still believe that you should type on actual buttons on your phone instead of touchscreens. And it upsets my daughter. It upsets my husband. I need time to figure this out with them. I need time.
You know, I don't want to add more to Todd's plate. He's already very stressed out trying to figure out the difference between a IM, a DM, an email, and a text. Okay, so it's a lot for him right now. So Brittany goes, oh, interesting, which is her way of saying, I zoned out, I wasn't listening. So then,
but Brittany's not buying any of this. She's just like flashing those teeth, like, interesting, like, we're going to get you. We're going to get you. And I love that these two ladies are staying in the same room and are still going to come for each other the entire episode. Like, they don't even give a crap. They're like, I'll have to sleep next to you. I don't care.
You're a bitch.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So one of the stews goes up to Daisy. He's like, you know what? I found a cucumber. Oh, you found a cucumber in their bags? In their bags? No, you didn't. I found it. Oh, I know. It was this thick. I put it next to their bed. I don't know if it was a midnight snack or whatever. And so then the producer's just asking everyone, did you pack a giant cucumber? And Meredith's like, what? What?
Heather goes, what kind of question is that?
Which I liked. And Bromwood says, I don't cook. So Angie thinks everyone's going to blame her because there are cucumbers and Greek salads. Guys, it was a suitcase in a room. We know it has to be whoever's room that was. Yeah. Why don't you just ask the person whose suitcase it is? And then we never find out, do we?
They just are trying to make it some sort of gag. I'm like, you know, you have footage of the cucumber being pulled out of someone's bag and you can probably see whose bag that was. I don't know why they're trying to make it a mystery for us because we don't even care about this. Like, it's not an interesting mystery for us. So,
well, it's kind of like, what are you, the Sopranos? Like, this is how you're going to end it. We're just never going to find out the cucumber. They're like, and now we're going to find out who brought the cucumber. Black screen. Nobody ever knows. What the hell?
Don't stop believing. Angie is now puking in the toilet because she's got seasickness. And everyone's taking pictures with Ben. He's making lunch. And everyone's gathering at the table and they get their salads and everything. And Heather is
guys.
Like,
sorry, sisterhood. Ben.
No,
sisterhood,
go ahead.
Sisterhood, guys, it's lunchtime, which means it's time for a speech. Guys, it's our first meal together on the yacht, and Bronwyn's here. And I just want to say, sandwiches are like friendship. You have a bunch of white things, and then in the middle, you've got a bunch of mess. And somehow, we're going to make it taste good together, because we're sisters, and that's what sisters do.
Yeah, that was great. Hey, Bronwyn, is everything okay, though?
I mean, you know, it's just very upsetting because a lot of things have upset Todd. And, you know, people just keep, they just keep trying to dig into my past. They just keep digging and digging and they're trying to say things that aren't true. And, you know, maybe Todd thought maybe I would be better at home with him. You know, he thought maybe I would be better at home with him than here with people who are trying to ruin my life. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't look into specifics, but I just saw things that went from just a few years back to 20 years back. And I think it would be in your best interests just to clear it up because it looks a lot worse in my guess than it probably is. So while you do that, I also would like to offer that if anyone has any hangers, a plane is ready to come in. I really need to feed a toddler right now. Okay, I'm without Brooksy and don't know what to do with myself.
Okay, Meredith. Well, I did get kicked out of BYU. Okay, 20 years ago. And when I left BYU, I did not pay my last month of rent. Okay, So it took me quite a few months to get my life together. Okay.
Well, that's weird because didn't she say she was evicted? So if you're not paying your last month of rent, you already get evicted? Like, what do you get evicted after a week?
I think it would still.
Yeah, I'm not trying to find holes, but I have gotten an eviction notice and it took a few months. That would be my big dirty secret. Ronnie had an eviction notice after a few months. Dun, dun, dun.
And then I tried to get my life together and then there was a judgment and I didn't pay my last couple of months rent at my apartment. Okay. Well, so now it's 2 months. Okay. Well, that was 20 years ago. I was 19. I was pregnant. I mean, who can remember? I had pregnancy brain. I was renting the baby. I thought I had signed a lease for the baby. So I was actually paying my uterus the rent. So what's the big deal? Stop trying to ruin my life. Okay.
Mary's like, but how is it that this is even coming up in the press? Well, someone's trying to bring that up. Well, you know what, ladies, not only are we a sisterhood, but I have to admit the charges, they're more charges that are coming out and they're saying that they're 4 years old, almost as old as my first book that I wrote. Remember when I did that? You exploited my vagina. Yep. It was that one 4 years ago. Well, okay. Well, there's no charges against me.
I haven't seen anything about the eviction. I haven't seen that in any of the, you know, gossip that's being spread. Like, oh, she was evicted. I think that that's kind of a straw man that she's putting up. Like, well, okay, I've done some wrong things. Like, I got evicted once. But I haven't seen that in any of the, I mean, the allegations are like, you know, Grand Theft Auto and fraud and stuff like that. But she's saying, no, you know, there's no charges from 4 years ago. There's a new thing that people are trying to say was there because something went on at work. But I cooperated with the authorities about the thing that happened at work and there were not charges against me. But then years later, all the charges against not me went through, but then it was sealed. So I guess she's saying she was included in charges, but they weren't against her. But because she was included in charges, now it looks like she was charged with
maybe
fraud.
Maybe she testified against, like, maybe something was going on in her workplace and she testified. And so she got looped in because it was a shady workplace, but because she testified, she got some sort of immunity, maybe. That's how that sounded to me.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah. So years later, all the charges against not me went through, but that was sealed. And Lisa says, why was it sealed? And she's like, oh, can't discuss it. Can't discuss it. Because, you know, the whole case was sealed, which is why people are speculating. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because nobody can get any information on a case that's sealed. That's what sealed means. So it was, you know, it wasn't something about me. It's just something that my name was in that was sealed that I can't talk about. It's nothing to do. I was there. I was in the room. I mean, it wasn't me.
It was about a seal. Okay, I'll be honest. Someone tried to smuggle a seal into someone's basement. You ever hear chimp crazy? Well, seal crazy came first. Okay, I'll ask you this.
I'll ask you this. Why does Seal always wear a scarf? I can't tell you because it's sealed. Okay? Long scarf, no one knows why. I might, but I can't talk about it. It was sealed, you guys. It was sealed.
Do I know how to throw a fish at a seal? Yes. Have I been part of a traveling circus? I can't say. I cannot say that for sure. Okay? But that's sealed. It's sealed.
Yeah.
Heather was like, well, why would they file charges on your record against you? And she goes, well, there's no charges that are filed about me. There's no mugshot. There's no police record. There's no nothing. There's no seal. There's no fish. There's no inflatable ball. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's nothing out there whatsoever. I'm totally innocent, as you can see by my reaction.
So why are you so upset then? Why are you so upset? And she's like, and Lisa's like, yeah, why would it matter? Well, because both of us, and this is me and Todd, who's a very serious person. So I'm going to keep bringing up Todd because that somehow lends credence to the fact that I'm innocent. But, you know, we both feel that there's some nasty things that have come out in the press after I've hung out with this group of friends. And I think both of us are concerned that maybe somebody in this group is doing it. I think, you know, I think, okay, let me explain what happens. You're on a housewives show. You're on a housewife show. People think you're full of shit and they start digging around into your record. It happens with every housewife. I don't know that you need to blame literally every person in this or one person in this group. It happens to everybody. Shit's going to come out about you. I mean, what the hell?
I actually agree with that. I think maybe there's someone in the group that's feeding shit. But I do think that ultimately people really dig shit up in the audience. Okay, people have time on their hands and they're dedicated. So, I mean, it's going to come up. It doesn't have to be a cast member to do it. If it's out there, it's out there.
So Lisa's like, well, I don't think it's anyone here. Yeah, it's not us, not me. I mean, it's not me for sure. Like, I know it would be nobody here because we've been like hanging out for a long time and nobody would do that here, anybody, unless it was against Mary and it was getting someone from her church who gave her $300,000 or something like that. You know, okay, that was maybe me. But you know what? Everything else, like, I don't know who it could be. Who could it be?
We all agree, right, that Lisa needs to be on the next season of The Traitors because she would be such a disaster at the round table. It wasn't me. I didn't murder anyone. Like, I literally didn't. Like, I don't know why. Like, I don't know why I need John Barlow right now. Oh, they all think I murdered someone. I didn't murder anyone. Like, this is crazy. I've got six lawyers. I want to go the distance on the murderers. Oh!
She would even do that in the turret. She'd like be she would be the murderer, and they'd be like, okay, who are we going to kill? I didn't do it. Why is everybody accusing me all the time? I'm so sick of this chat. I'm so sick of that.
Like, I don't know why she is not on that show. She will be, no matter what role she has, she will be a total disaster. So Whitney's like,
wait a second. How are they getting like detailed information that has to be dug up and spun?
And Bronwyn goes, well, I agree with Whitney. It is weird that some stuff comes up in the group all the time. And it's weird that, like, you know, certain things happen. Oh, I don't think it's weird. I don't think it's weird. I'm totally innocent, guys. Oh, I'm so innocent. I'm just going to say this very urgently. Like, I just think I'm being, okay, I'm going to be like super direct. I don't think it's like weird that you like dug up stuff on, me. Like, just bring stuff into the group. Like, when I wasn't there, I'm just being clear. Everyone, I'm being clear. Like, I upset you. And I felt like that was like a little bit of a retaliation. So I'm just going to be really clear. Like, I'm totally like innocent right now. And like, everything's fine. I need John Barlow. Oh!
See, and I think that that's the read that everybody's getting, is that Lisa's acting totally. I think that she is coming across as totally guilty by acting this way, but I think she's acting this way because it's clear that Bronwyn's talking about Lisa. Like, it's very clear that Bronwyn's accusing Lisa of doing this, and so Lisa's getting defensive. Like, I didn't do this. Now, did Lisa do it? I don't know, but I see why she's being defensive, because they're clearly about to pin this on Lisa. You know, she's like, well, wait, before you even come for me, you dug stuff up on me last year for retaliation about the necklace thing. So,
yeah,
there.
So Heather's like, pipe down, Lisa, you're revealing yourself.
She's clearly saying, you know, don't put two and two together in case anyone here is putting two and two together, right? She's trying to deflect.
Don't spin this on me because you got targeted, because like, that'll fucking piss me off. I am totally innocent right now. And like, Lisa, even if you are innocent, you are acting so guilty. Just like, take it down a notch and people really believe you.
Well, my lawsuit's leaked and somebody did that to me, but no one would ever do that to you. And certainly not in retaliation, right, Lisa? That's how she sounds.
And Mary's like, okay, well, I mean, look, we know who you're talking about. So it's just not anybody at a random out of the group. It's not just anybody random out of the group. So who are you talking about? She's like, well, nope. I'm not going to say it was sealed. That's it was Daisy. Sealed. I thought it was That's someone and it has been sealed. It has been sealed.
Here's the thing. It would really bother me if it was someone in this group of friends, or if it was Christian Siriano. I should be okay if Christian Siriano did it, because I'd still get free dresses. And I don't think any of us should do that to each other ever. And so Heather's like, well, who do you think it came from? Do you want to say it? And well, it's not dinner yet, so I don't really want to go full force on this. But like, for a lunchtime fight, sure, I'll just say this. I'm not accusing anybody, but after Amy's, remember Amy, everyone? Remember Amy? She was, I think, she's supposed to be our friend of. Okay. It really intensified, and I had a lot of fights at Amy's. And after that lunch, I came to like where you had clarification. I thought like, Lisa, you and I cleared things up, and then we had a sit down and we talked. I'm not accusing you, but I'm just going to heavily imply.
Yeah. We had clarification. Yeah. We had clarification. I didn't do anything to you. I didn't have anything to you. No, so, no, I didn't do anything.
I don't know
to
where
you.
To say this. I mean, it's coming from, because I'm not going to accuse anyone.
Iteration.
But I'm going to say, we did have a conversation, and
well, yeah, because it's an iteration. Yeah, well, you know what? You know what? That sounds like an accusation. That sounds like an iteration of an accusation.
No. Yeah, I'm just saying it'd be devastating. I was saying it's devastating if it did come from you, but I'm not saying it did. But if it did, it would be devastating. It would be really horrifying. It would actually be very much on brand and in character, but I'm not saying it came from you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But then who sent my stuff? Who sent my stuff then? Like, who was going to the blogs and Salt Lake Tribune? Who was doing that? Right. You know what? I'm so like irritated with another accusation as dumb as this one. That's just dumb. Okay. And you know what? You guys, let's go swimming, because this is like irritating. You know what? It's like 100 degrees in here. Why am I so hot? I'm so hot. I'm itching. Why am I itching right now? Oh my God. Get these clothes off of me. Get me into the water. I can't.
Oh my God, like, I didn't do that to you. Like, you can fucking think it's me, but I'm like not gonna be the scapegoat again. This is like fucking bullshit. I'm not gonna be the scapegoat.
So Whitney's like, no one even accused you, bitch. We just heavily implied that it was you, but it wasn't technically an accusation.
We were just hinting a lot that it was you to make you mad, stupid.
So now they all are going to go swimming. And Lisa's so mad. That got like so spun. It's so spun, Heather. And Heather goes, yeah, you're fucked. You're fucked. Especially later tonight. Wait till you see what I've got in plan for you.
No, I'm not fucked. That got spun. She's like, yeah, you're fucked, Lisa. She's got a huge shit-eating grin on her face. So now they're going swimming. Angie's still sick. Heather goes on water tours with Captain Jason. And she's like, you're a fucking Bronco, Jason.
And yeah.
Brittany starts getting jealous. Just
like puking like crazy. Brittany is like, oh my God, you're canoodling Jason. I know, but I know Jason and I are friends. We have a history. You know, we've fucked around before. There's nothing there. Oh, I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Did I say friends? Oh my God, that's hilarious. Did I say fucked around? I meant we're friends. Oh God, there's latitude to say fucked around when you're friends.
And then she tells us, she's like, I said that? Serious face? You can't use that. I don't know why I would say that I fucked around with Jason. Delete. 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 Total accident. Such a Heather move. Whoops. So did I or didn't I? I don't know, audience.
Hello, ladies. Does anyone want to play with the Zimbabwe swan?
Oh my God, I love a duck. Yeah, I love ducks. Yeah, I love that.
It's a swan. Does anyone want to play with the swan? Anyone, raise your hand if you want to play with the swan and then say, yeah. I would like to play with the swan.
Yeah, you're going to have to paddle. You're going to have to be the duck on that because that's a duck.
It's actually a swan. In Zimbabwe, we call the swan swans.
Yes. I love ducks. I love Zimbabwe ducks. Yeah. So Brittany's like trying to flirt by getting on this swan and Lisa's like, oh my God, Brittany's in pursuit of a man and she's not going to stop even if she's floating away on a duck.
Like, it's a swan. So they're all in the water and Lisa's like, oh my gosh, look, they're all so far away now. Can someone help my friends? So they go to help Angie and they put Angie on a raft and Angie is like, her seasickness is out of control. I mean, she is throwing up everywhere and they just keep it all on camera. We just see so much puke.
Ew, it's so gross. She's like doing that thing where you throw up through your hands, like trying to cover your mouth. Ugh, so nasty.
She throws up through her hands and then she clings her hand around like this guy's leg, Eddie, I guess. And he's just got her vomit hands on his leg and she's holding on. She's like, oh, I am Greek vomit. She looks great though. By the way, Angie looking sick. She looked beautiful. It was one of the most beautiful vomiters I've ever seen.
So now Brittany is flirting with Joao. And she's like, so did you have fun? He's like, I did. Are you going to have a late night tonight? She's like, What's that?
Late night tonight?
She's like, late night, nah, nah. What?
Late night tonight?
Oh, we are going to have a late night. Are we going to see you again later?
Oh, of course you're going to see me. I'm here, aren't I?
But are we going to see you?
I'm here. Can you see me now?
Are we going to see you?
Please put your teeth back in your mouth. You're starting to scare me.
Okay, well, you have my number.
No, I don't.
Thank you.
You do. Just look in your back pocket.
Oh, I see it is there.
This is an inflatable. This is a stuffed unicorn.
Give that back to me.
So Whitney's in Bronwyn's room and Bronwyn's like, look, Whitney, look what. I'm sorry. Bronwyn's like, look what Brittany brought. So she shows Whitney the unicorn with Jared's voice saying, you are loved. So Bronwyn goes, if that goes off in the middle of the night, it's going to give me like, it's going to be like sleep paralysis. I'll be like a sleep paralysis demon. Like that will really make Angie vomit. Whitney goes, is that Jared's voice? Who the fuck is he? Also, she's on a 30-day fast. She prays that she's not going to be, she promised. Okay, from the top. She promised she's not going to be with him and she's going to find one of the deck crew here and get with them. Instead, that's the story for her.
Cut to Brittany flirting with Mike the Hare. She's like, oh, I love a man with an accent. He's like, do you love it? Love that for you. Love that for me. Love accent. I've got one. Got one right here. I want to take a ride around on it. You really are an icon, mother. She's like, yeah, yeah. Don't know anything that you just said, but you're very, very handsome. He's like, so what do you do? I'm a developer. Mm-hmm. A real estate developer. You understand what that is? It's like you develop not following. Yeah, real estate. Mm-hmm. Then I sell it. I sell what I build. So I build things and then I sell things. Got it. So you
You build, you sell buildings. Well, that I built. I build them and then I sell them. Mm-hmm. You get it?
And he's just looking at her like with Homer Simpson eyes, just blinking blankly. What's wrong with this guy? You've never heard of a real estate developer?
I think he's just looking at Brittany and he's like, this woman does not build. She's not a real estate developer. Because I was like, since when are you a real estate developer? I thought you were in real estate, but being in like a real estate developer is a whole other thing. I'm like, you are not a real estate developer, Whitney. I mean, Brittany. So Bronwyn and Whitney are still talking. And Bronwyn's like, what was that lunch? I mean, I didn't even say I think it's Lisa. I just said I would be really devastated if it were Lisa. And then I looked at her face and I pointed a finger at her and I said, it's probably you, right? But it wasn't an actual accusation. It was just a question. So the second I said, I think someone's putting stuff in the press about me, she was like, none of us would ever do that. And this group would never do that. And I wasn't even accusing her. I just wasn't doing that at all. I'm like, okay, Bronwyn.
Because it was her. I heard about it from the blogger I'm in contact with and called on camera last season.
I love that Whitney has such a place in this conversation when Whitney's been on camera calling bloggers and having a relationship with them. Like her whole last season was about who lied, her or the blogger.
This is like the ongoing thing with these shows. Whenever there is an episode, whenever there's like a season about leaking stuff to outsiders, which is happening currently in Orange County, it happened in Beverly Hills. They all then call up their connections and are like, tell me what the real story is. And they think that they're actually proving something, but what they're really showing is that they speak with outsiders just as much as anyone else. It's the same as Tamara talking to her reliable source, bitch, or Whitney speaking to her blogger, which was, I think, what was that, Up and Adam, right? Like, it's so hilarious that they think this is somehow going to exonerate them.
And Bronwyn, you know, they start this whole thing. Bronwyn's like, well, who broke the Alibaba thing last year? Right? That was Lisa? Right? That was all over the place. How are you going to blame? I mean, I'm sorry. You know, and people in comments are like, why are you stan Lisa? It's not standing Lisa. I just think this is bullshit. I think it's a frame up job. It's so obvious to me that it is. The Alibaba thing last year were screenshots from the internet of Whitney copying, like literally taking screenshots from Alibaba and putting them on her own website, not even dressing them up or anything, and selling the exact same jewelry for like 10 times the price it was on Alibaba. That was not some great mystery that somebody had to go uncover. That was all over the internet. And Bronwyn's like, well, she broke that. She broke that. No, she used it against her, which is what you're supposed to do on this show. It's like getting mad at a tool, you know, at a construction worker for not using a drill gun.
Right. And then Bronwyn's saying, you know what? And then here's another thing. What was that nickname she called me? Conwin? Something like that? Bronwyn? Ted Conway? Did she call me Ted Conway? And then that's like, Lisa called me that at Amy's, remember? And the stuff wasn't out in the press yet. So she said the nickname first, and then it was in the press. I'm like, it's a bit of a stretch, I think. Especially because she said fraud win, and the press said something else. I don't know. I mean,
it's proven to be bullshit right here. Cause she said she called me Conwin and the very next day it was in the press and that name hadn't been out there yet. So it had to be Lisa. That's her proof. But then we see the clip and Lisa called her Fraudwin, which had been around for a long time. That was an internet name that people were calling Fraudwin anyway. So this series shot down. And Whitney's like, wait a minute, at her party, she called you Conwin? She's like, And then we see that that's not true. She called her Fraudwin. And she goes, and then the next day it was on Twitter.
Well, it's not a coincidence that the troll is using the same name that Lisa was using for Bronwyn within days. It's like Lisa's not even trying to hide that she's behind this. She's getting sloppy.
You know, and then when I said, I think it's someone here, no one in this group would ever do that. How does she know no one in the group would ever do that? When he goes, we know that she does. She's done it to everyone. And Bronwyn's like, and if I think she could do this to me, that's the end. But I'm not accusing her. Not an accusation whatsoever. Just a theoretical I'm playing out in my brain.
So we cut to Lisa and Lisa's like, hi, John. I'm having so much fun here. Hey, you know what? I want to show that I've grown. So is there anything you wanted to say?
Yeah, it's been so fun. Okay, bye. Good talking to you. Click.
So then we go back to Whitney and Heather in Heather's room. And Whitney's like,
every time Lisa's mad at someone, information leaks about them. Angie, me, Bronwyn, Mary. Meredith.
Allison. Colonel Sanders.
Are there any more? And Heather's like, I agree. I agree. Well, do you think Lisa leaked it? Yes, absolutely. Lisa's smarter and darker than any of us could imagine. And I think she looks up everything. She keeps a scorecard and she's pissed about Bronwyn and her attitude and her bullshit. And she's made sure that anyone who's interested knows her story.
Look. This has been going on with Lisa and Bronwyn for a while. I mean, we saw in New York that Lisa had spoken to Emma, the jeweler. I've seen Lisa talking to other people and gathering information about Bronwyn. And we see flashback to Amy's party where Heather overhears Lisa asking if Amy knows Bronwyn and if people like Todd. She's basically trying to get gossip, etc. And Heather says, and when Angie dropped that Lisa had given her names and information to dig up Meredith, it sealed the deal for me and this sisterhood. It was undeniable. I think all the leaks came from Lisa. So what do we do?
Well, I just like to say I'd just like to point out that it's all been true so far. So if Lisa is going up and she's digging up all this stuff on people, I mean, the Whitney Alibaba stuff was true. And what's the other thing that she's accused of? Oh, the jewelry thing. The whole thing about Bronwyn lying about that jewelry, that was proven to be a lie. Bronwyn apologized for it at the beginning of the year and like took responsibility for it. So I don't know that I would keep bringing this up as like, oh, Lisa, because she's always telling the truth. And also, if Lisa did do this Bronwyn stuff, where did she find it out from?
Well, I think even if it's all true, I think their issue is that Lisa never talks about her shit. So Lisa's happy to dig up all this
stuff. They do, but they all do. But, you see, that's what makes it so hypocritical. Like, why are they? And also, who brought up the Bronwyn stuff last week? I don't think it was Lisa. Because Lisa wasn't even there. Wasn't it Whitney? Who's like, did you guys see when they were having their their planning party. It was Whitney. He was like, did you guys see the news about Bronwyn? Oh my God, we're going to talk about it no matter what. Lisa didn't even bring it up.
Yeah. So Heather says, well, I think all the leaks came from Lisa. I think we should get Meredith in here. So Whitney's like, okay. And she like does a somersault off of the bed for no reason. She just leans back and rolls off of the bed. I was like, what is happening? This is such the show. Like have a weird... acrobatic exit from the scene.
Yeah, and this is very bad weather, right? Okay, let's confront Lisa, but we don't have the nuts to do it ourselves, so let's make Meredith do it. Go get Meredith. She's like, okay. So Meredith is probably Lisa's closest friend, so I want to know if she feels the same way. I don't want to destroy my friendship with Lisa by addressing this, and if Meredith is there to just show support and help me, then it would go over a lot better. No, you're trying to get Meredith to do it to keep your hands clean. And it's not going to work, ma'am. So Meredith comes in and she's like, okay, tell her, Whitney. Okay, well, okay, here it is. Lisa hated me last year, right?
Well, yeah, the year before that. She's probably always going to hate you, Whitney. I mean, you are Whitney. So in her defense, you are pretty Whitney.
Yeah. So, okay. There's one thing. She hates me, right? And then all this information leaked about me. But now she's at odds with Bronwyn. But don't you think that's a little suspicious?
So you think that she's been engaging with the press in an inappropriate way? Is that what you're... Let me get my legal pad here. Are you asking for representation? Because I am ready and willing.
Yeah, because we were finally talking about Lisa and what she's going through. And, you know, but now we're not talking about her.
Yeah, we were talking about Lisa's lawsuits. That was supposed to be our season arc. And now we're not talking about them anymore. Just to sort of say what Whitney said, but faster.
Well, in fact, that is the case. That is definitely a problem, which is my non-committal response. I'll just hear what you guys have to say and report back to Lisa. So if anything else you want to stir up here.
What's the case?
Well, fucking Whitney. Trying to have a conversation with Whitney is like, Meredith just keeps looking at her like, okay. She's like, let me explain this to you like you're five.
All right. If Lisa is, in fact, spreading information to some sort of media outlets that's negative about her friends, that's definitely a problem. Okay. That's not a question, obviously, if that's true. And, you know, I can't speak to this issue with Bronwyn, but as far as I know, in our own interactions, we're in a good place, me at least.
You know, so nothing at all.
all. Look, I just said a whole paragraph that says nothing, but it makes you feel like I'm on your side, but I can't be held against me when questions come up about how loyal I am to Lisa. So congratulations. So Heather says, but you don't think it's highly suspicious that all this stuff leaks about Conwin, Fraudport, that's good wordplay. You have to admit, that's good wordplay. Right when Lisa was at the height of her anger with Bronwyn? Well, I don't think it's, I think it's not positive. I'll say that on all accounts. And I think it's definitely negative. And it's, you know, it's not negative, but it's definitely not positive. And if you really want to take it even farther, it's not negative and not positive. You always got to do one more for the positive to make it a double negative. On top of that, Whitney, your eyes are glazing over. Okay, she's asleep. Can I go now? Thank you.
She somersaults forward.
I'm back. Oh, God.
Congratulations. You've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer. For Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.